It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of John chapter 14, and we're going to read from verse 6 through verse 11. And so if you would please open your Bibles and join me today, it would be wonderful to study and see the Word of God as the Lord would have us to know His Word and His will for our lives. While you're doing that, while you're looking those scripture verses up, I would like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks of Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Glad that you've joined us today to look to the Word of God and to enjoy it. Now please help us to see the Word today, to know the Word today. Now we're going to begin with John chapter 14, beginning to read with verse 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know me, and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. And Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? And he that hath seen me hath seen the Father. How sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth thy works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Let's begin with prayer before we start the study today. Father, I thank you that we can come and enjoy this sweet time together. It's such a joy to study your word, Lord. Guide and lead us that we may know your perfect will. As Philip here, he desired to know, Lord, and we're going to talk about that today. We kind of started it last time we were together, and we're going to finish that today and continue through your word. So, Lord, please guide and lead us and show us your way and your will for our lives, that we may be a willing, serving servant for you. And also, Lord, most of all, first of all, that we may know you as our Savior and walk each and every day knowing you, walking with you, enjoying that sweet fellowship. Now please, Lord, guide and lead us as we study your word today, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to get to the different explanations of the word know as we kind of finished it last week or ended the program last time with these words. There are four different knows, and we're going to look at those in the seventh verse. But before we do, I'd like to spend just a little bit more time with verse 6, and then we'll go into verse 7 and 8. And so beginning with verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way. He's speaking to Thomas. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way, was the question Thomas had in verse 5. Now verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Now we're going to look at that verse of Scripture just a little more thorough, and we looked at it last week, and last time we were together, and we're going to look again. It's so important that we see what great truths and joy is in that verse of Scripture. And we begin with the first section of it, I am the way. The way is not just the one that leads the way. He is the way. Personally, He is the way. And so to come to the Lord Jesus Christ, He is the way, the truth, and the life, the Scripture tells us. But He is the way. Now understand that. And many people, I believe, think He is just one that leads us to the way. No, He is the way. Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary. We must come to that cross, trust in Him and in what He has done for us in His death, burial, and resurrection. You have to know the Lord Jesus, and you either know Him or you don't. And we get to God the Father through His Son, the Lord Jesus. He is the way. Not just leads us to the way, He is the way. Please know that. Please understand that. Jesus said to him, I am the way. Don't miss that. The truth. The next section there, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, I am the truth. The truth If you look, you know, does Jesus tell the truth? Yes, he does. He always told the truth. But it is more than that. He is the truth. One has stated that he is the Bureau of Standards for Truth. He is the truth. And so when we look to him, we not only know that he is the way, to know him personally, to walk after him, he is the way. He is as equal truth. And we look to the truth. It's such a joy to look to the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the truth. Yes, he tells the truth, but as the first section there being the way, he is not just the way, he is not just the one that leads you to that way or directs you to that way. He is the way. Also, he is not one that just tells the truth, which he does, but he is truth. He is every part of truth. If there is one statement made that is true, God has got to be behind that, because to us, we are born in sin. And so we're born to stretch the truth or to change the truth slightly so that it meets our little need. Jesus Christ does not do that. He is truth completely. And again, one has said he is the Bureau of Standards for Truth. He is the truth. The next is life. As we look at the next section there, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Is he alive? Yes, he is. But he is more than just someone that is alive. He is the source. He is the origin of life. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. He is alive, yes. He's at the right hand of the Father right now. But he is the source of life. He is the beginning of life. So if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ today as your personal Savior, you may have lived a very luxurious life in your desires today. You may have many things and gained quite a position. But if you didn't do that, if you didn't come to the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then and only then you cannot realize that you have no life without Jesus Christ. You have no life without Jesus. Please look to the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Look to him as your Savior, knowing that only Jesus can save you. He is the way, the truth, and the life. That's what Jesus Christ is for you today. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Know that, trust in that without a question, that you know Jesus Christ is your Savior forever. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Once again, we need to understand the Lord Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Now we'll look at the next section there just for a few minutes, and that is in the last part of verse 6, it tells us, no man cometh to the Father but by me. Now as we look at that part of the scripture, it's easy for us to understand, or it is for me, to realize that there is only one way to come to God the Father. There is only one way to have eternal life. There's only one way to have our sins forgiven. And that is to come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, he is the way, the truth, and the life. No man, the scripture says in verse 6, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. There is one way to God, that is by Jesus Christ, no other way. Not by works, not by ceremony, not by baptism, not by anything that we can do. Now, this statement should stop a lot of the teachings of the religions out there. It should stop them right in their tracks, because they are teaching you are saved by faith plus works. Many of them require baptism for salvation. Many of them require that you're saved by faith, but then you must continue to work your way in order to get to heaven. No matter how you look at it, they're talking about works. They're not talking about Jesus Christ doing the full work of salvation. They're talking Him doing part of it and you doing part of it, and that is against the Word of God. What's it say? No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There is one way, that's by faith in Jesus Christ, and that's it. That's all. Once you come by faith to Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit comes to live within your heart, you are saved, Jesus Christ keeps you eternally. Please come to the Lord Jesus. We must stand upon this doctrine. We must stand boldly. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. You cannot come to know God the Father. You cannot have eternal life without knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Please, whosoever confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised from the dead shall be saved. Please trust in Jesus Christ today, not in your own abilities, not in your works, but by and through Jesus Christ. And again, we must never move off of this for any reason. Many do. We have not left the true teaching of the Word of God. Many have. And anyone that has left salvation through Jesus Christ and added anything to that or taken anything from it, it is no longer God's saving grace. It's no longer His gospel. His gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ and our belief in that. Not just in the mind, but in the heart. Come to the Lord Jesus for salvation today and trust in Him. Please trust in Him today. We know that Jesus Christ is the only way. We know that Jesus Christ is the truth. And we know that He is life. Now let's look at the seventh verse to see how much you really do know. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know Him and have seen Him. To know, Thomas asked in verse 5, Thomas said to the Lord, we know not whether thou goest, or how can we know thy way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know Him and have seen Him. The Lord Jesus Christ was explaining that He is God. We know Him to be God. But there are four different knows in the Scripture, in the Gospel of John. We need to look very carefully at these no's. He says in verse 7, if ye had known me, ye should have known my Father. Let's look at those words. Then 141 times, as I said last time we were together, it's 141 times in the Gospel of John that the word know or known is listed. There are four different ones. To know is to know a fact. To know a fact. The second is to know, is to understand the truth behind the fact. So you not only look at something and know that, but you know what was built prior to that, to establish what that was, to understand the truth behind the fact. The next is to know, is a relationship. To know, a relationship, to believe in a person and become related to him or her, is the third no. Now we're going to look at John chapter 17, verse 3. John 17, 3. And I want you to see the difference in these words no. John chapter 17, the third verse. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. To know. Right there in John 17:3, the word know is more than just to know a fact. And that's what many people understand. They understand that Jesus Christ is His being. They read Him in the Word of God. They know it to be. If you would go up and ask, what do you know about Jesus Christ? He said, well, He's the Son of God. That is a fact, something you know. Now, if you would go to the second no, to understand the truth behind the fact, then is to understand that yes, he is the Son of God, but yes, he is God. You're learning a little more about the first statement, knowing about the fact. And so you had the first two no's. The third no is the relationship, to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. The word to know there is the word relationship. And if you have a relationship, is to believe in a person and become related to him or her. Now, that's a considerable step from the first two no's, and yet in our English language, it is just one word that is used for those, to know. And so we need to understand when we're reading this that to know Jesus Christ is not just to know that about him slightly, not even to know that, yes, he is the Son of God and he is God, but we need to have a relationship to know him. And John 17:3 tells us that. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. To know, to have a relationship. Now the fourth no that we're going to talk about just for a few moments is to have a deeper relationship with a person, a deeper communion. And we're going to go to Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, and look at that example that we have in the Scripture concerning that word. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians chapter 3, the 10th verse. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. To know him. So, first of all, in John chapter 17:3, is to come to know him as our Lord and Savior, to accept, to know that relationship, to believe in a person or to become related to him or her. That's what happens the day that we come truly by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. So when we say the words to know him, that's what we're talking about. That's what we're speaking of, to know him. Now, in order to enjoy that fellowship, then, we need to get to know him in a greater way, which is why we come together and we have Bible study on Sunday night. We have Bible study on Wednesday night. We have Bible study on Tuesday afternoon. We have Sunday school classes that teach the Word of God, to know him. If you come here to join this church, there are times that we'll come together, and for several weeks, if you set it for once a week, we'll come for an hour, hour and 15, 20 minutes, and we'll sit down and we study the Word of God so that you know the Word of God. Now, some people call that the Constitution, the doctrine of the church, those things, but it's to know the Word of God. It's so important that we understand and know the Word, because when we know the Word, we should realize, according to John chapter 1, verse 1, and we will read that, John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. God is the Word. So when I say we come to study the Word of God, we need to study it, fellowship with God. And today, everybody wants a different version of the Word of God, and they have changed. I stay with the King James because I believe it to be at the closest next to the Greek and the Hebrew. We need to stay there. We need to study the Word of God. God's Word is something not to sit down and leisurely read. We must search it. We must study it with great diligence to know the will of God. Now, and to know God. Yes, for salvation, we come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the third no, a relationship. But the fourth no is the next step in that relationship, to have a deep fellowship and communion with the Lord. And that was the desire that Paul had, the desire that each and every one of us should have. We read and study the Word of God so that we might better know the God of the Word. In other words, that's where we find the Lord Jesus Christ, is on the pages of this Scripture. It's His living Word. We want to know His will and know His way. Then we need to search the Word, study the Word with great diligence that we may do that. It's great to come to the Lord Jesus Christ to know Him. You'll start with the first no, realizing that just the simple facts. The second no, you'll get a little bit deeper as the Holy Spirit begins to touch your heart. You're going to begin to understand what is behind this fact, the truth behind it. Then you're going to come to this situation where you're going to have to make a decision to trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior or to deny Him as your Savior and spend eternity in the lake of fire. And then the desire of your heart should be to know Him and have great communion with Him each and every day after salvation has come. So those four no's are in progression, and all as we look to the Word of God, the word know or known, you would not realize the difference unless you search the difference and study this precious word. Our English language is very limited to explaining sometimes something that's so important. And here in the seventh verse, if ye had known me, if ye had a relationship with me, ye should have known my Father also, if you would come by faith to me. And these are just steps of growth and growth that need to be explained. Have you come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ? Then you have that relationship. You understand now, I hope you do, the reason that you can't just leisurely read the Word of God. Look what you've missed. Look what's here for us to see and to realize that there is a relationship. There is a fellowship that will come after coming to the Lord Jesus Christ, and all fall under this one word that's called know, to know Him. I know the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. I love the fellowship and the communion with the Lord. I will read verse 7 and then we'll continue. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know Him and have seen Him. And Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it shall suffice us. That'll be enough, Lord, if you just show us. And so we have started here with Thomas, and now Philip has kind of got into the picture. Philip is a little bit different than Thomas, and especially different than Peter, because Philip, we don't hear much. He's very quiet. And all of a sudden, many times through the Scripture, though, when we do hear from him, we'll find him bringing somebody to the Lord Jesus. And so even though kind of a quiet servant, he is a powerful servant in bringing people to the Lord Jesus. Philip did not ask a foolish question here. He asked a concern. He wanted to know. And again, in verse 8 of chapter 14, John 14, 8, Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father. Just show us the Father, and then we'll know. That was a question he had. Now, we should desire to know the Father in a greater way, and we'll do that through the Son, the Lord Jesus. And that was the Lord Jesus' explanation. Again, much different than Peter. Peter, he would just blurt something out. I believe that Philip thought before he spoke, and he would question things in his own mind. And when he asked a question, it was a very important question, a very serious question. And so Philip is not asking a foolish question here. He is different than Peter. But Philip is very quiet. Philip continues to share the gospel, leading people to the Lord Jesus in his very quiet, humble way. This question should be a desire of our hearts to know the Father. You know, what is the greatest desire you have in your heart today? What do you want? Do you want a bigger house? Do you want a bigger car? Do you want more money in your bank? Do you want a certain job or position, a certain title? All those things is what the world desires. Or do you desire to know God the Father? Now, if you desire to know Him, you think, well, you're not a believer. You could very well be a believer. But you have not taken time to search the Word and to enjoy the Word of God. And so I hope that today maybe your ways have changed just a little bit and you have started to not desire the things of this world so much as a Christian, as a believer. You have the relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. You know Him personally. You have asked Him to come into your heart to forgive you of your sins, and you're on that sweet walk, that walk of victory to know Jesus Christ, to fellowship with the Lord Jesus. And when you know the Lord Jesus, you know the Father. I hope that your desire and the greatest thing, and you spend all your time, and all your time is consumed on the pleasures and the activities of this world, I hope that much of your time is consumed with knowing God the Father. And you'll do that through the search of the wonderful, precious Word that He has given us. The ninth verse, Jesus answered him. This is the answer that He gave Philip. Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. How sayest thou then, show us the Father? He did not realize what everything in our poor little mind misses so often, some of the simple things, and that's the reason we take time to look to the Word of God. The Scripture tells us here in verse 9, have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me? Philip, I believe, knew the Word of God. I believe Philip realized and had studied the Word to where he knew that Moses had seen the glory of God. I believe that he knew and understood that Isaiah had seen a vision of the glory of God, and I believe Philip wanted to see that. He was not questioning that Jesus was not God. He wanted to see the glory. He was looking at a man that was in many ways the same as him, had the same physical body. He wanted to see the glory of God. He wanted to see the Father. Philip wanted to see what Moses and what Isaiah had seen. He did not understand that he actually had more. He enjoyed the presence of God right here upon earth. He had walked with Him for 3 years. Many times we're always looking for something a little different, something when you come to a church service and all of a sudden it wasn't quite what you thought it should be, and you leave and not realizing that you missed an opportunity. Maybe by your state of mind, you come thinking about the things of the world, not the things of God. Did you come prepared? You know, when you go to work and maybe you have a job that has much responsibility, like a teacher, for instance, when they would go to school, they should go to school prepared. They should always be prepared. So you have to prepare the day before for that day so that as you stand before those students, you are ready to teach them. You know, as we come into the house of God, what would be a better way for us to come into the house of God but be prepared, have searched His Word, have spent time in prayer? Most people come into the house of God barely getting up in time to be at the house of God, making or not making Sunday school because is that or is that not important, coming in late for church. They just do not see any reason. They don't feel the desire to know more about the Lord. When you come prepared for work, you should always come prepared in the house of God to hear from God, the power of God, the strength of God. It's important that we kind of change our life, isn't it? Philip here, not realizing the strength, the power, and what he had witnessed in all the miracles and all the things that he had learned from the Lord Jesus Christ. The Word of God came directly into the ears of Philip. For 3 years he enjoyed that. But Philip was looking for something that he had read about. Nothing wrong with that, asking the questions. Let's look back to Hebrews now, because we have some explanations in the Word of God here. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. God, who at sundry times and diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken to us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds, who, being the brightness of His glory, and the expressed image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down the right hand of the Majesty on high. Oh, the wonderful verse of Scripture that we've just read. The brightness of His glory, who being the brightness of His glory, expressed image of His person, the Scripture tells us. Now, we're going to begin there the next time we come together, because we're going to read in John chapter 4 and John chapter 1, and we will reread Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, because it's very important that we don't move through there too quickly to know. You know, as we've looked at this verse of Scripture, it's very, very important that we realize to know the Lord Jesus. Oh, it's wonderful. Don't just know the fact. Don't just know something about the fact. Know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and then begin this wonderful walk together with Him. My dear friend, come to the Lord Jesus. What are you going to do about Jesus?